Greetings. Hey, listeners, my listening fans out there, this is Taliva Johnson of Natural Times, bringing you the latest, most fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. This is episode 67. And whenever there's an update to a previous episode, I'm going to bring it to you. And this is an update on the use of plastic. I know you're hearing me say this, I guess, for the second or the third time, updating on plastic. Well, plastic has become a problem, and it's a constant problem because it's always arising with new information about the use of plastic and and what plastic is doing to our planet. Now, I'm here to tell you that there are communities and there are companies out there who are trying to appease the public. They're trying to let you know that they're doing everything possible to eliminate plastic in their use. And they're saying that they're on your side when they're talking about your health and the possibilities of what plastic can do to your health. I got it. I understand that you're trying to enlighten us and make us feel much better in patronizing your business. Now, some of these businesses, I would say, you really got to look into them if you want to spend your money there or not. But nonetheless, we are a fast generation. We are a fast food generation of people. And there's a lot of people that feed their children, their families religiously off of fast foods. I'm not knocking them because they feel that whatever way fits in their schedule in order to get their family fed, they're going to do it. So I'm not knocking anyone who is trying to do that. I applaud anyone who's trying to make sure that their family is fed every day, which we all know is a hard situation. Because the way things are going now, you may not have everything that you need in order to make that happen. There might be days that go by that you don't even get to feed your family. And we know this. And that's why a lot of communities are having problems. But I'm here to tell you that every time a new trend on the war on plastic becomes available, rest assured, I will give you an update. Because yes, plastic is a problem. Now, our food industry are the major corporations in the use of plastic items. They use plastic in everything that they do, and they serve it to you, the public. Now, whether they are storing, packaging, or serving the population, many of these companies are trying, and they're trying, to make positive advancements in decreasing their plastic consumption. They want to be part of the eco war of cleaning up this environment. Now, we know that McDonald's is one of the kids' favorite fast food places. I would tell you, even if the child do not know how to say McDonald's, they see those golden arches. Their parents are going to be they're going to sing their parents' name. McDonald's. Can I have McDonald's? McDonald's. Some children look at the golden arches. They recognize Wendy's. They recognize Burger King. They recognize Chick-fil-A. They recognize all of these fast food places. And a lot of families do patron them to feed their family. But the kids' favorite is McDonald's. Now, McDonald's are looking at the Frosties. They're thinking about taking the lid right off of their Frosty treats. They used to have a plastic lid on top of them. Now, as of September, which is next month, McDonald's fast food lines are keeping in line to be more environmentally friendly by eliminating the plastic lids off of their McFlurry. Yes, I think that's what's called, the McFlurry. It's like a frosty kind of ice cream kind of dessert. Now, plastic continues to be factually causing numerous problems to the environment. And then the push to go green is starting to prompt many companies to want to become leaders in the need to go green. And McDonald's is starting to spearhead in doing so. And I know there are a lot of companies that are using different kinds of packaging and storage containers. They're changing them to biodegradable ones in order to store and package their food items. Now, this is what I want to say to you. I have mentioned that I was never a plastic person, meaning I never used plastic containers. Now, there were times that I have, but I have never gravitated to putting my things or my food item in plastic. And I'm not knocking those who still continue to want to use plastic. I'm just saying I'm just not one of them. And I would applaud any company that would try to go green and to decrease their use of plastic. And even though McDonald's is one of those fast food chains, we can naturally say we like that move, McDonald's, because even the container that they used to use and put the McFrosty in, now the containers are biodegradable containers. So they took the lid off and they're using biodegradable containers. The packaging portion are made from cardboard, and they're which is 50% made from recycled container and natural products as well to make the container. So you go, McDonald's. You try to be one of those companies that's trying to spearhead the ability to go out there and to do something for the environment. Because there are a lot of people and families with children who are watching these things on a constant basis. So make sure you're in line, McDonald's, and all the other companies right behind it. Just get in line, because a lot of families are watching everything that you do and everything that goes into their family mouth. So once again, you have it, my listeners. This is Taliba Johnson for Natural Times. And until then, you have a natural day. See ya.